Okay. We talked briefly before you were here, before we went into executive session, about your zone request on Route 48. So we looked at the zone map. I went on Google Earth. I didn't get a chance to drive out there. I apologize.
No, that's fine. It all came quick.
Yeah.
And when I went in Monday, I expected to come in next month. And she said, you know, if we get everything together, we can do it this
way. Well, we try to be as accommodating as we can.
Oh, I appreciate that.
So I Google Earthed it and went down the street view.
Yep.
So I got a perspective there. So
yep.
I got to see the neighborhood,
yep.
The home across the street from that address,
yep.
Up and down the street. I went in a virtual world.
Yeah.
And what we discussed earlier tonight, the issue or the concern about the request is that it's by definition and by, well, where it's being asked, it's spot zoning.
Mm-hmm.
So there's commercial or light commercial, I believe, up the road from you.
Yes.
General business.
Or general business up the road. But you're not contiguous with that. And so it makes it difficult for us to consider that. Actually, if we stick to our land use policy and the precedent that's been set, mm-hmm. it's a request that we wouldn't be able to consider.
Okay.
Now, that being said, you know, you're a businessman, and I appreciate the fact that you want to do business in the town of Lysander. You know, we can help you maybe find some other areas that might be accommodating to your business.
Okay. So to give you a brief kind of an idea of what I'm looking to do, because I mean on the short little paragraph there wasn't enough. So I work full-time. I do industrial automation all over the country.
Okay.
Always wanted to have a small car dealership. Unfortunately, in New York State, you have to have a building set up. You know, there's requirements to get the licensing. So I'm not looking to have 20 cars on the lot. I'm not looking to, you know, have a 9-to-5 business. I'm looking to have a location where I can buy a couple cars, display them there, and then show them, you know, kind of at my leisure. Everything would be advertised online.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of why I found this piece of property. I thought, okay, perfect. You know, there's a repair facility right up the road. So I didn't look at the zoning map before that, but I did make my sale contract contingent on
yeah.
the zoning approval.
Yep. Smart.
So, yeah, that's smart. I wasn't going to just...
Some people don't do that.
No, I didn't want
to. Some people just go out and...
But yeah, that's actually the only thing that's holding up for my license and everything is finding a location. So the price and everything, you know, I was going to put it... I've actually priced out a barn. I've got everything set to do it, a small pole barn that would go there. So that's kind of why I was looking to do it. It was never going to be a high traffic, and that's why I wanted to take a shot and try to get the zoning changed, because it wasn't going to be a high traffic. You know, I would never put something in that was going to have 30 or 40 cars there,
right.
or a repair facility or anything really along those lines.
The only thing is, with a request like that,
mm-hmm.
so let's say we accommodate it, or we allow it to proceed and somehow it goes through the process and it is zone change, you may decide, I don't want this piece of property anymore. This isn't
true.
It doesn't fit my needs. I want to sell it. But now, because of how it's zoned, it opens up the door
for anybody that can fall under
to anything else. So,
and I completely understand that.
And that's the perspective and the prerogative that this board needs to take, is that it's the long term.
Absolutely.
You know, the decisions that we make will ultimately outlive us.
Absolutely.
So,
and one of our processes is to share this information with the Onondaga County Planning Board,
mm-hmm.
who's going to come back to us and say, that's spot zoning. You know, why would you allow this?
You know, that being said, again, I'll go back to my statement earlier. You know, you want to do business in the town of Lysander,
and I
appreciate that. And there may be other areas. Are you from Lysander?
So no, I actually live in Memphis.
Okay.
So I'm technically Van Buren.
Okay, so.
But I'm on the line. I'm right there.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, originally I looked for homes here and ended up kind of out there a little farther.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm fairly local. I mean, my office is right around here, so.
Okay, so, you know, we'll continue to work with you to see if we can find another location for you. I mean, I don't want this to discourage you from doing business in the town of Lysander. It's just, we're just being open and upfront that this is a request that is difficult or really impossible for us to grant.
I completely understand. I mean, I knew when I came in, I knew what I was going against with it. And like I said, I mean, any help I can get, I appreciate.
Absolutely.
I mean,
do you have a card on you?
I don't with me, unfortunately.
I've got one.
I have a newborn son, that's why I was running late.
Okay.
I had to run home.
Congratulations.
From the office, changed really quick, and then ran up here in my other vehicle.
Awesome.
But yeah, no, I mean, anything, if you guys know of any places, anything like that.
Yeah, and I'll give you my card.
That'd be excellent.
You know, right now I'll walk out and get, I don't have it on me. But,
perfect.
I have one of yours.
Okay.
So yeah, I would assume at this point that it's pretty much.
It's yeah.
That's what I assumed. Like yeah. I said, it was worth the shot. It was worth
the time. Oh, absolutely.
So, and even getting the opportunity to meet everybody here.
And quickly. I mean, that's how we want to be.
No,
you know,
I
we
appreciate
don't,
it.
I think if you asked around, Lysander is a town that's easy to work with from a business perspective.
Excellent.
From our largest, you know, business,
Budweiser
to the smallest business in town. I mean, we do our best to work with the businesses when we can.
No, you know, I cover the whole country for my job, but a lot of my business is centered here. I mean, I do a ton of business with Budweiser. I do most of their automation.
Oh, you do?
I do. Even, you know, Fluid Power Sales right across the road. They're a big
Oh, right over here.
Yep.
Oh,
good. They buy a lot of products from me. I do a lot of custom engineering with them. So, you know, I've got a lot of places around.
Was that my card?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Perfect.
Thanks,
Thank
Al.
You.
Thanks for getting
so,
that.
But, yeah, so, I mean, it's definitely supported me in the years I've been with my company. And so, if I could do anything at all to stay in this area, I'd like to.
And we'd love to have you. So, shoot me an email.
Perfect, I will.
And we'll start working together and see if we can get you situated.
Excellent. No, I appreciate that.
All right.
So, thank
Thanks
you guys.
For coming
it was a pleasure
in.
To meet everybody.
Thanks
Good
for being
as well.
Come
Hopefully
in.
I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Thank you for your help.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it.
Yep.
Congratulations
you.
On your son.
Thank you. Yeah,
is that your first?
First one.
Oh, all right.
9 weeks old, so it's been busy, crazy.
Yeah.
I've been kind of cutting my travel back now. I'm
Good.
Cutting down to this side of the country, which will be nice.
So your wife can sleep a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. We actually just made the decision for her to stay at home. So
good.
There's
don't blink.
Be...
Don't blink, man. I got a 15-year-old daughter and an 11-year-old son. Whoa. Bam, like that.
It feels like we're just at the hospital bringing them home.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, me too. I have a 22-year-old son.
Oh, it's crazy. You know, I haven't started traveling again for work, and I'm fearing it.
I know.
Which I've been putting
That's
off and putting
so
off.
Tough.
I've been doing everything close, and I've got meetings in Atlanta coming up in 2 weeks, and I'm like, how can I get out of this?
I know.
Can I stay home, or how can I fly in the morning at 4 a.m. and fly home at midnight?
It's so hard.
It is. Hard. It's going to be tough. That night's going to be a rough night.
So, all right, we'll help you any way we
thank
can.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. It was
all
nice
right,
to meet
you.
Everybody.
Take care.
Yep.
Thank you.
Nice All right, so other than that, if you guys want to, there's some things we're going to table.
Yeah, table and change.
Okay.
Even
so you're removing B through E.
B through E is going to be removed.
Are we going to take action or no? Did we decide?
We don't need to take action? Okay.
Take it off.
How are we doing on F?
F, I'll just give you an explanation. You guys got a letter, but essentially the developer I've been waiting on for several years.
Several years.
Several years. Like
years?
Literally years, like 2013, I think, was the last time we reduced the punch list on this. The development was done in 2004 it was started, and this is the ponds for phase one and two of it. We're holding a $3,000 cash security from them and basically said, I just can't get somebody to mobilize a machine for... that's of the right size to do the work because it's such a small job and I had to have a relatively long reach machine. So I said, Dan, you got to get this done. And he's like, you take my security and do it then. And I was like, that's what it takes. Fine, we'll take your security and do the job. And we're going to do the job.
Okay.
So, security
okay.
cover it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's F. All right.
Okay.
So Whitetail Woods. I've been in contact with the developer. He was supposed to sign a contract today with a paving company, so likely this will amount to nothing. I sent all these developers letters to be towards the end of August saying, hey, these roads need to be paved this construction season. If they're not paved at our meeting on the 21st, we're going to authorize the town attorney to call in your securities on the 1st of October. So I'm not worried about that one. We do still have to keep it on just in case something happens, but ultimately it's probably not going anywhere.
Okay.
Springwoods has, I haven't gotten a signed copy of the contract yet, so we're going to keep it on. But he has Orchard Earth and Pipe scheduled to do the paving. The Orchard said they'd be here September 30th, I think. So, but I don't have a copy of the contract, so we'll keep it on for now.
Mm-hmm.
River Point, the developer came to me today. And actually showed me a copy of a signed contract with Ruston Paving. Not that Ruston's a bad company, I'm not saying anything bad about them, but they've been known to, one, schedule things very late in the year, and two, sometimes be difficult to get a quality job out of. And I kind of made that known to them that, hey, if you don't get this done, we're going to be in a position where we're still going to pull your securities. And we're holding cash security on this one. This is another one that we're holding cash. We're holding $49,000. He said, can the town, because I made it right, so I was gonna, he said, can the town get it paid for me and just use my cash? And I said, I don't have a problem doing that. We have a contract with Roselli that we can add this to as long as Roselli is available. I've spoken to Roselli. They said they are preliminarily, you know, he says, I can get it in, but I want to take a look at the roads before I say yay or nay. He's supposed to have to take a look at them, but ultimately this resolution may change once we hear back from Roselli, so we may have another resolution on the 4th stating that, you know, authorizing us to contract with Roselli to get the roads paved using his cash security.
Following that, Tony, is that fine? As far as the communication between us and the developer and what we've talked about to remedy it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just thinking if we amended the resolution to say this or to allow the town to contract with Roselli.
Their Northern Asphalt Paving.
Whatever it is. And using the security.
The cash security?
Cash security for that.
Okay. Do you want to modify it that way? Is it good with everybody?
So that we don't have to come back you know, next month to do another resolution.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, because you have until October 1st. And when do we meet again?
October 4th.
Yeah, so better to pave
the road. I just want to get it.
Pave the road now.
I just want to.
No pun intended.
Well, you know how weather can turn in October. I mean, the number of days that you can put asphalt top down in October are start getting far and few between just because you don't get the surface temperature.
All right, so the modification of the motion will be to authorize the town attorney to call on the punch list security for the River Point development if the top course asphalt paving is not under contract, or should we say,
or do we just word it like paving. We did or do we just word it like we did F, because it's not a call, it's we're holding cash.
Yeah, so you can just say we do that if it's not under contract, or
to utilize the cash.
Utilize the cash and contract and have the town contract.
Well, it's a cash. Yeah, you could literally copy F to I. Just change the name.
It's cash punchless security for River Point development.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on, let me.
It's to authorize the town engineer to utilize a cash punchless security for River Point development, top course paving, punchless work.
And obviously, if Ruston comes in and does it, you don't have to do anything.
I don't have to do anything, exactly.
Okay.
I know how that's going to go. Ruston's going to show up on the day before Thanksgiving or something and want to put top down, and I'm going to be like, no, I don't think so.
So where do you want to put? Do you want to put Roselli in that or not?
I don't think we need to.
Or Northern?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You decide who you use.
Yeah, I mean, okay. We would just use our existing contract that's in place.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so So this is to authorize the town engineer to utilize the cash punch list security for River Point development.
The top course asphalt paving work.
For the top course asphalt paving work to be completed prior to October 1st.
Happens. Period. Yeah.
Period after work.
Yep.
Okay.
Pompo Woods is just setting a maintenance guarantee so he can get a bond. Cottage at Timber Crossing is just a standard punchless securities reduction. They've done everything except clean the storm drains for that one. That's another one we're holding a cash security, so Dave's got to cut a check back to him. And that was all of them.
Yeah, I don't know how you keep up on these.
My job.
Doesn't the clerk's office have, date set on these things?
She keeps the dates for, like, if there's
the letters of credit that's going to expire and stuff, but the actual work that's got to be done is all handled through my office.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
She tells us if, you know, there's a one that's expiring next
flag
month.
Coming up.
Yeah, good team. And then we contact them and tell them to renew it. Or
great teamwork.
Yeah.
All right.
It works. It's a good system. So good. Far, it's nothing's fallen through the cracks that I'm aware of.
That we know.
that I'm aware of. Nothing's fallen through the cracks. So.
So K is good. L.
Why do we need to do a motion for that?
Which one?
About the Boy Scouts build a fire.
I think it's because it's after. No, it's not after hours.
Is it for insurance purposes?
Well, the fire pit's there.
Why can't Tony just say, yeah, go ahead and use it?
Sign here.
I think because Tony's afraid of saying it, go ahead and do anything without getting Bob's permission.
I mean, the fire pit is there. It's available for the public's use. I don't think it needs to be scheduled.
I think that's why Tony put it on, because he doesn't want to do anything without getting
it.
Do we need it?
I say no.
The board did it.
I support pulling it.
I say no.
I don't think we need it.
Well, let's not do it.
Give Tony
there's no
the power.
Monetary.
Well, usually we're adding stuff. Like,
we're giving Tony the power.
Give Tony the
power. You're the head of the varsity.
I'll make fire.
I'll take Bob out of the D's if I have to.
Okay.
Of course, the only thing, they're subject, the Boy Scouts are subject, if there's another group they're using the fire pit, they got to share it, that's all.
Yeah.
Fine.
They can't have exclusive.
I was going to say, I think the Boy Scouts are pretty open to sharing in general.
Yeah.
Okay. M?
It's fine.
Good. N? Oh, we can't. We're going to take that off.
Steve Bauer?
Bauer?
Yeah. I'm going to wait. We got to post that for 7 days.
Even a part-time,
yes.
Temporary.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Oh. To accept. Yep.
Do we accept that one?
Oh, yep.
Oh, okay.
P. That's fine. That was, we were given the go-ahead there by Steve. That'll stay.
A clerk? A clerk of?
Yep.
Of
mm-hmm.
Just... Random clerk, any department?
What department?
Receiver of taxes?
As receiver of tax. Well, just but she's acting as a clerk. I don't know if we have to be specific.
Is she only going to be working in that department or clerk everywhere?
Receiver
just
of taxes.
That department.
I put it.
Yeah, put it in.
Okay.
Receiver of taxes?
Yep. And then
authorize Bonnie to go to history school.
Rochester.
Rochester.
New business, executive session. I don't think we need another one. Call for adjournment.
Is this budgeted for or no?
Yes.
Okay. You want to talk hazard mitigation plan?
If you want. Yeah.
I don't really want to talk about it, but... So we're in the middle of participating in the Onondaga County Hazard Mitigation Plan update. I'm going to email everybody a form tomorrow of essentially lists all the goals that were included for the town of Lysander in the old Hazard Mitigation Plan, which nobody here at this table was for here for when they laid it out in 2011, some of which... I have questions on where we want to go, and I think the board should give me some input on. It's going to require a little bit of homework on you guys' part to actually look into some of this stuff. I've looked into it and will give you as much background as I can, but I think that it's a pretty serious commitment in that there's FEMA funding that kind of hinges on FEMA grant funding that kind of hinges on us meeting the goals in this plan. So, it's a bit of a pain in the you know what. but there's
we some committed
federal,
to it.
We committed to it, and there's some federal dollars attached to it. It may not end up being federal dollars for the town. Most of it will probably end up going to the county, but there's certainly a chance that we get some of it. So we should. I just want to get the board's input before I make any commitments to stuff like that.
Would you use that email for me, please? I'm having a hard time getting on.
Sure.
Here. Thanks.
The I think, though, that it would be appropriate to establish a committee.
Or we could do it by committee if you want.
Yeah. I think it would help you.
It will, absolutely.
And in thinking about what they're actually talking about, it does kind of hazard mitigation. It kind of falls in line with the TLEOP, Town of Lysand Emergency Operation Plan. Some of the things that are being considered.
Yeah.
Kind of rub up against that. So I would be willing to serve on that committee with you. I think code enforcement, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's probably 90% of
bring Karen in for clerical help.
And then maybe have Karen come in and help us. I think that's a good crew.
Yeah, bring Jerry in if we need to.
And Jerry, would you be interested in serving on the hazard mitigation team? You want to give them a synopsis of?
Yeah, there's so the county's essentially going after some federal grant money, but we got to come up with a list of goals and stuff that we got to do. One of the things that I keep saying to the county is we should try to get FEMA to give us some help for invasive species, phragmites, emerald ash borer, things like that. And I hope that they take that in consideration.
Beavers.
Yeah.
Beavers, yeah. The pest control, that's not a bad idea.
Actually, that's a great idea.
Great idea.
It is.
They're killing us.
It is. That's a great idea.
Phragmites are killing us.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be too many meetings. We might have to meet three times.
Now, what are they have these meetings with them?
No, we can.
For funding to do what?
Well, so there's FEMA dollars. If you have one of these in place, it makes FEMA dollars
plan. Okay.
Hazard mitigation dollars ahead of the actual event happening available to communities that have one of these plans in place. But you have to show that you're actively trying to reach these goals that you include in the plan.
You're already trying on
we're
in a tough spot there because of things like pesticide and herbicide licenses and
I want to bring all these issues to the forefront, and I want to have a team that can, I mean, quite frankly, it's most of it is in engineering, at least the things that are really concerning to.
All the ones that are running through my mind right now all cost us fuel dollars and manpower hours.
Well, yeah.
Because and if they we add can, to our workload.
If we can get some federal funding to help with offset that, that would be.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, less. I just want to get input from more than just my office, I guess.
Oh, yeah. No, I got no problem with that.
All right, good. So if with the board's approval, we'll form that ad hoc committee for the hazard.
Maybe next week, mid next week sometime.
Yeah, you set it up. You can chair it. You'll all chair right. it because you're most familiar with it. And just send out an email invite.
Yep.
And we'll get together. And obviously our infrastructure is impacted with all everything that we talked about. From beavers to phragmites.
He's out in the parking lot.
Yeah, he's.
I tell you what, those apples are a good deterrent when you weed them out.
Nah, you don't do that. Not that we know of.
And then we'll bring it back to the board before we actually submit. Just so you guys are up to speed where we're going.
Yeah.
All right.
Just that maybe case sensitive. I put a lowercase v on there.
All right.
That one.
If you need help accessing that, I can have Syracuse.
My other email address on the back, because I feel like I'm in the dark sometimes because I'm having such a hard time accessing.
If you're having, let me know. I'll get Syracuse Technologies to help you.
Okay. Or Dina will.
Okay.
Either way.
Either way, yes. Either way.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. So we're still being in session, technically, according to the open meetings law. The work session is a part of our normal meeting. So we can call for a brief recess between now and 7 o'clock, since there's nothing else really to talk about on the agenda. Are you guys comfortable with everything we're going to be discussing tonight and voting on?
Yep.
All right. So, can I get a motion to go into recess for 15 minutes?
I'll move it.
7:45 or 6:45 to 7.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those in favor? All those opposed? Did I say that already? Okay, we're in recess.